Preventing obesity in Alaska's children today will reduce medical costs in the years to come. That's according to a paper released by the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage.
Tackling this issue right now, even if that means investing a lot of dollars today, will actually end up being beneficial in the long run.
Muhsin Ghatibi is an associate professor of economics at UAA and authored the study. The paper was commissioned by the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services to determine if obesity prevention programs like one currently ongoing in Nome Public Schools will save the state money in the future. Carol Fink manages the Alaska Obesity Prevention and Control Program.
That's the main conclusion of the publication, is that yes, you will definitely see a return on investment if you're able to change childhood obesity prevalence rates.
The study estimates a 1% decrease in the obesity rates of 6 to 11-year-olds would save around $3.5 million in medical costs over 20 years. For 12 to 19-year-olds, savings would top $11 million, and that's using conservative estimates, according to Ghatibi. That's a significant savings, especially given the rate of childhood obesity in Alaska. According to the paper, about 15% of Alaskans under the age of 19 are obese. That leads to excessive medical costs of about $7 million a year, costs that go up as the children age. In 20 years, those costs incurred by the same group of children could reach more than $620 million. And if nothing is done about childhood obesity, Ghatibi says it'll become a trend repeated in future generations.
That group of children obviously is going to age, and then we're going to have a new group of children that's going to be in the same situation. And so unless we do something that has long-lasting effects, we're going to be repeating the cycle.
That's why the state is investing in school-based obesity prevention programs, focusing on increasing physical activity, improving school nutrition, and focusing on wellness education. The programs began last year. 8 are ongoing across the state, including one in Nome. Danielle Slingsby is the executive director of the Nome Community Center and applied for the grant.
Our main focus last year was to one, get in the schools, see what's there, see what nutrition standards they have that are being met and in place. So last year was a huge year for just seeing what was there and figuring out what we need to change.
Slingsby says the measurements are necessary to track the progress of the program, and the instructors have learned methods for taking the numbers, not letting the students see the measurements and sending the information home to parents and guardians with recommendations on how to improve the child's wellness. Still, she says she understands collecting the height and weight measurements for every student in Nome Public Schools can be contentious.
The height and weight measurements is a biggie, and I know it's contentious among some parents.
Slingsby says diet can be the most expensive change to implement in students. She points to various local and state programs that could offer additional options.
Now, with the cost of food here, sometimes that can be a challenge for some people, but the benefits of the WIC program, food stamps, and the food bank, you can most likely supplement some of those staples and be able to buy healthier food as well.
The obesity prevention program at Nome Public Schools is in its second year and scheduled to run for 4 years.